Country Bob FM. Almanac time, Bob FM, this date in history and birthdays today. I'm Jim, Neil's here, and right. We also have a special guest in studio coming up from Cannon Falls because he just wanted to know what happens in the four walls that are the Bob FM studio.
They want to see the magic.
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Aaron Trost is here.
Aaron Trost, Cannon Falls. You have something to tell the listeners of Bob FM?
Yeah, this is the Bob Almanac for Monday, January 15th, 15th day of the year. There are 350 days left in 2018.
All right.
Look at that. He just made his radio debut.
Yeah.
Well done.
I would say that's better than I would have done my first time out.
I would have
stumbled and stammered, fell down probably.
Now sit back and watch the magic, Aaron. You'll be, well, you probably, with a little counseling, you should be fine.
1863, this date, the Boston Morning Journal became the first newspaper in the U.S. to be published on wood pulp paper.
Very nice.
Before that, they just chiseled them in stone.
Right.
Just like the Flintstones. You know, Arnold from the Flintstones, he became ripped.
By
throwing around the Daily Slab. That was the name of the That was the name of the newspaper in Flintstones, the Daily Slab.
Love it.
Arnold, 18... Fred was never happy with Arnold.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Long-running feud.
Always an issue. 1899, Edwin Markham's poem, The Man with a Hoe, was published for the first time. I thought it was about... Is that about Charlie Sheen?
Well, or maybe it's more agriculturally inclined.
Aaron,
I'm not sure.
plug your ears. Cover your ears.
Yeah, we're
earmuffs.
Sorry about
that. 1899. 1942, Cubs dropped their plans to install their lights at Wrigley Field. So they were going to put lights up at
that
Wrigley
early.
Field in 1942. But
they
took those plans off the table because of World War II, because they needed the materials for the war effort.
Sure.
So they did not put the lights up, and then it wasn't until the late 80s that they eventually did.
Right.
It became so quaint not to have lights. Eventually, they were very unique.
Stadium not to do it.
They didn't do it until the late 80s. 1943, the Pentagon was completed, the largest office building in the world. I believe it still is such. Pentagon, Arlington, Virginia, 1943. 1953, here this date, President Harry Truman...
Those are the things we have done together. For that, I shall be grateful always. And now, the time has come for me to say good night and God bless you all.
Harry Truman made his farewell speech. He became the first president to use radio and TV to say farewell as he left office. 1953, 1967, Super Bowl I.
When Boyd Dowler suffered a separated shoulder, he was replaced by 34-year-old Max McGee.
Hungover Max McGee.
Right, he's been out.
Afternoon. McGee fielded his first pass like Willie Mays and went on from there.
Green Bay and the Kansas City Chiefs, AFL versus NFL. Packers beat Kansas City pretty handily, the way it should have been. 35-10 at the LA Coliseum.
Yeah, then Max McGee, kind of made it known that he'd been out the night before with a couple other guys.
He did.
Until the wee hours.
He didn't expect to play.
No, he thought, I don't play anyway.
1970, this guy would be featured prominently in world affairs for many, many years after this date, 1970. A guy by the name of Muammar Gaddafi. Didn't hear a whole lot of good things about this guy.
No, he was a bad person.
Muammar Gaddafi. He and Reagan looked, and had some issues in the mid-1980s. He was proclaimed the premier of Libya. 1970, this state. He was on the shores of Tripoli.
Bad guy.
1974, one of the great TV sitcoms of all time debuted.
And I brought this just in case.
What are you, crazy?
It's a brassiere closed by hooks.
So?
Hooks are hard to open. Did you ever take out a girl with hooks?
Well... No, all my girls had buttons.
Buttons? Rich, it's either snaps or hooks.
Potsy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And Richie obviously is inexperienced.
Did not, yeah.
And again, Aaron, sorry about the adult nature of that content. His young ears, only a sophomore from Cannon Falls.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have known. If I only would have known, Aaron.
Right.
So that was in 74. Happy Days premiered on ABC TV. Then in 87.
I would not be just a nuffin, my head all full of stuffin, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry. Life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
He was filled of straw, and boy, Ray Bolger could dance. He had to be.
He was limber.
He had to be double-jointed.
Yeah.
And ambidextrous and all of those things to do what he did, and Ray Bolger died on this date.
I bet you he was really good. What's the thing where you crawl under the bar, you know, kind of going under?
Twister.
No.
Well, limbo.
You'd have been good at
You're
that,
talking about
too.
The limbo. The limbo rock. Good how low can
too.
You go?
Right.
Ray Bolger died at the age of 83 and 88 this date in the news.
Jimmy the Greek Snyder is in hot water tonight over some remarks he made today about black athletes.
Oops. Well, they've got everything. If they take over coaching like everybody wants them to, there's not going to be anything left for the white people.
It would be career suicide,
yep.
And Jimmy the Greek
Oops.
Committed it. On this date, 1988. 2001, this date, Wikipedia, I have to thank them because a lot of the research, some of the stuff that we get here on the Almanac.
I pay.
Comes via Wikipedia.
I did.
Yeah. I donated $25. Yeah. You know, they say, hey, if everybody reading this gives $3, we wouldn't have to ask.
Yeah, I think
for
I
a
gave
year.
20.
Apparently, nobody's giving $3 because they continually ask.
Right.
But there are no, I like their format. It's not fancy. There's no pop-ups. There's not a lot of graphics. It's not all busy. You're looking for information, and it's provided in a good, succinct way, and that's the way you want your encyclopedia to be.
That's
it's no
right.
World Book or Funkin' Wagnalls, but it's pretty good for an online.
What year did they start?
2001, Wikipedia
nice.
Was launched. 2009, this date.
Back in 1529, we can get it to you. Do you want to try to land 1013?
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
They may end up in the Hudson, and that is where they ended up on this date.
Well, New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg called it the miracle on the Hudson, and it was really a miraculous combination. The presence of mind, the nerve of this pilot to put the plane down in the water, combined with the speed of the rescue, it saved more than 150 lives.
Talk about calm under pressure.
No doubt.
And even listening to the voice recorder, just how calm he was.
Yeah,
we're going to be in the Hudson. I'm going to have to land this thing in the Hudson. I mean, he wasn't panicking
wasn't
or anything.
Frantic, yeah.
And they put it down. He put it down in the Hudson. Of course, they made a movie. And how dare the guy from Yes, Dear and Glee, how dare that guy in the movie even think that Sully was compromised and that he didn't do the right thing?
Right.
And still could have got it over to the airport or to Teterboro or somewhere else. Maybe Trenton or Newark. Who? No.
Yeah. You weren't there. Yeah. I mean, this is the guy. He made the decision and... He's a hero.
Miracle on the Hudson. He landed the heavy in the Hudson River. That was, seemed like it was just yesterday, but that's 9 years ago.
Gosh, I can't believe
2009.
That.
2009. Then 2016, let's remember Grizzly Adams today.
Maybe there's a world where we don't have to run. Maybe.
You love that show.
There's a time we'll call our own, living free in harmony and majesty.
The guy who played Grizzly Adams, the life and times of Grizzly Adams, his buddy Nakoma, and his, of course, his big old grizzly bear Ben, Mad Jack, played by Denver Pyle. Dan Haggerty, who was Grizzly Adams, that was based on a real guy. There was some guy named Grizzly Adams.
Wow.
A California mountain man that they wrote a book about, and then they kind of based the whole thing on. But Dan Haggerty, who played Grizzly Adams on this date. 74, dead on this date 2 years ago. Hey, before we go to birthdays, we need to do a Bob Almanac salute.
And it's Brian, a 5'6 debutante from Alabama, Nell Peterson. The Humphrey Wedding brought to you by Miller Lite. When you've got the great taste of an ice cold Miller Lite,
life is good.
The vows are up.
I do.
And they're good. Whoa, Nelly!
There it is, the old Nelly. Keith Jackson died over the weekend at 89.
One of the greats.
The voice of college football, but he did so much more. He was the first play-by-play guy for Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Did ABC Wide World of Sports, racing. He was, like, I think the first Western sports announcer to do something in the Soviet Union.
Wow.
At the time. He did, as I mentioned, racing and... baseball with Howard Cosell and the 3-home-run game for the Yankees and Reggie Jackson.
Reggie, yep.
So Keith Jackson passing away.
Him and Dick Enberg here in the last couple of weeks, two of the greatest people I know both you and I admired growing up.
Happy birthday today, number 75 for Mike Marshall, the pitcher.
Oh,
former twin. 1979, the Fireman of the Year.
Iron Mike, he threw the screwball.
And he had some pretty good mutton chops.
Yes, he did.
The sideburns. He was working those in the old Twins uniform. He and Bobby Castillo were great at the screwball.
Yeah, he came over from the Dodgers.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Mike Marshall, happy birthday today. Let's go to the studios of SCTV.
Hello, ladies. Prickly again. You know, every meal can be a picnic if you just get off your buns and get back in the kitchen where you belong. But I know how you feel, though. You spend the afternoon in the living room, sitting in an easy chair, sipping a margarita, and watching old Merv on the old boob tube.
That's what I do. Merv on the boob tube with the margarita. Andrea Martin.
It's hilarious.
Andrea Martin as SCTV station manager Edith Prickly.
That is too good.
She is 71. She was in those Greek wedding movies, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My Big Greek Wedding and then the sequel. She is 71. She did probably, among all the comedians and actors, the best Indira Gandhi impersonation ever.
Sure.
So she is 71.
My name is Charo, and I'm here to say I brought the Gucci Gucci.
Yeah. Only Charo and Neil, you've brought the Gucci Gucci a couple of times,
haven't you?
You've been known to bring the Gucci Gucci. Charo, born on this date in 1951. Happy birthday to her. She is 67. Can you believe it? Charo
67
is 67.
Still looking
today.
Good, I'm sure.
Still looking good. And you know what? You make fun of her, but she's a great guitarist. She plays great, kind of the Latin guitar.
Sure.
Singer, actress, dancer. Huh. Multi-Love Boat special guest star person.
Right. She'd show up on the Tonight Show with Johnny on many occasions.
And I'm sure Johnny appreciated that.
Yes, he did.
She had a very long name. Her real name, just the two names, Maria Martinez, Charles' real name. Mario Van Peebles, number of movies and things.
Ali.
Lisa. Lisa with Cult Jam, and they may have or may not have had full force on this one. I'm not sure. I didn't look it up.
Is that a real last name? Lisa?
Lisa. Lisa. Pizza. Lisa.
Well, I guess if you like it, you stay with
it. That's a big 80s hit. Lisa from head to toe, 51 today. Chad Lowe, the brother of Rob Lowe. I don't know whether he's got DirecTV or not. I would assume he did because his brother has it.
Right,
you know,
right.
Don't go with that me. Go with Chad Lowe. Chad Lowe, the brother of Rob Lowe, is 50. Shane McMahon, the son of Vince McMahon. He's the businessman and one of the guys that runs the WWE. Shane, and much like his old man, he wanted to be a wrestler too. Shane McMahon. I don't know if he juiced like his old man, but...
Well.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't want to accuse him of anything. Shane McMahon is 48. Regina King, the actress who is one of the children on the sitcom 227 in the 80s. She's been in a number of movies, mostly side parts and bits, but she most recently was the human resources department on The Big Bang Theory. So she has to deal with Sheldon Cooper.
Dr. Cooper, you said things to your employee that you just cannot say in the workplace.
Like what?
Well, according to Ms. Jensen, you said that she was a slave to her biological urges and called her an egg salad sandwich.
Shouldn't be
I don't
wrong
even
that.
Know what that means, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you can't say it.
Oh, I see the confusion here. No.
Sheldon Cooper, he's a funny guy.
Pretty good.
Aaron, what do you think of Sheldon Cooper? Do you watch The Big Bang Show?
You know, I've seen a few of the little clips from it, but I've never seen an actual episode of it.
All right,
I'm with you.
Now you better do it because it is the top comedy on television.
Mm-hmm.
So Regina King is 47. Drew Brees, we just beat him yesterday. He's 39. Drew, for his birthday, we play this.
Keenum is in the gun from his 39. Four-man front, six in the secondary, shotgun snap. He moves up, he throws a long line drive on the near side, leaping to a catch made. Oh my goodness, it's going to go in for the touchdown, grabbed by Diggs. He broke a tackle, 61-yard touchdown throw.
What a happy birthday present for Drew Brees.
The Minnesota Vikings have won.
With all credit, Drew Brees played pretty well to get his team back in there.
Yeah, second half, he was on fire.
Kevin Harlan, courtesy of Westwood One. Drew Brees, 39 today.
I know you want me. You know I want you. I know you want me.
Pitbull's kind of a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three.
This is peppy. This actually might get me to tap my toes a little bit.
I guess he's really talented and stuff, but
he's
just
going,
not
for
sure.
Yeah. going for the Kojak look. Uh-huh. The only thing he's missing is the lollipop. Pitbull is 37.
I don't play by the rules of the game.
This young lady, only 12 years old, playing the ukulele, writing her own music, and winning America's Got Talent.
Holy cow.
Very unique sound. Grace Vanderwall won season 11 of America's Got Talent. She's 14 today, Neil.
She was 12 when she did that?
She was 12.
Oh, my gosh. That's impressive. Let's go to the gone, but and we have to say happy birthday to Aaron. It's his birthday today.
Oh, it's Aaron's birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
As long as he's here. He's
the big 1-5? The 1-6?
1-6.
1-6. The big 1-6. Sweet 16. 16. Happy birthday. I should have brought out some Neil Sedaka.
That would have been nice.
Would have been good.
It's probably a better day for you than Drew Brees today. So you have that to be thankful for. Hockey and college football Hall of Famer. He played football as well. Of course, you know him more from hockey since the Hobey Baker Award
played
is named
at Princeton
in his
University.
Honor. Yeah. Well, yeah, you were out there. It was probably a...
It's Hobey Baker Arena or Hobey Baker Rink. And they've got his skates there and all kinds of memorabilia. It's really quite cool.
Very cool. He was a fighter pilot during the War to End All Wars, WW1, he died on this day, 1892.
He died in a plane crash. World War One was ending. He was supposed to come back here. Mm. And the rumors are is that he crashed on purpose because he couldn't live a life without sports. There was really no pro hockey for him at that time and whatnot. So I was talking to some people about the history of Hobey Baker when I was in Princeton, New Jersey. And that's one of the things they say. They think speculation is that... he took his own life in that plane crash.
That's amazing. Hobey Baker, born on this day, 1892. Physicist Edward Teller. He is known as the father of the hydrogen bomb. And that would come into play in the 40s. He was born on this day, 1908. One of the great drummers of our time. You've got your...
Max Weinberg. You got your Max Weinberg. You got your Ringo Starr.
What O'Shaughnessy? What was the...
Keith Moon.
Edward O'Shaughnessy. Who was the other one that... always showed up on Carson.
Sheila E.
Sheila E. There, she's fantastic. Jean Krupa, not as nice looking as Sheila E., probably. 1909. We heard him last week. He was Mike Nelson, but Lloyd Bridges has been in many other things than just Sea Hunt.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
My personal favorite.
That is a good one.
The wrong week to quit smoking. It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
All of
classic,
those from
classic,
airplane.
Classic.
Picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. That's a bad week. Lloyd Bridges was born on this day, 1913, the patriarch of the Bridges family. Civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Those are some of the words that'll live on and on in the time capsule for millennia.
For sure. He still makes my hair on the back of my neck stand up. That is so good. He was charismatic, iconic, and slain in 1968. Dr. Martin Luther King, 1929. We got a little Ronnie Van Zandt. The original lead singer, Leonard Skinner, died with the Gaines brother and sister that went down in the plane crash in 77. Of course, his younger brother, Johnny, now is the lead singer of the group Leonard Skinner, born on this day, 1948. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Really did a nice job wearing that hat. What do you call that? Is that a derby? What is that? A fez? What is that hat that Ronnie used to wear?
Yeah,
it's kind of with the long hair. It
right.
was just quite the look.
Yeah, it was. He
it
was
quite the look. Not
great
quite a
singer.
Top hat. It wasn't a top hat.
No,
certainly
no.
One of the better hats.
He All was right. a great singer. One of the very best.
And that does it for today's Almanac. Aaron, did you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. That was really fun.
I know you would.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Then.
Everyone considered him